Yeah, also, the suggestion for people that they want me to spend the rest of my life just doing menial labor is really insulting. And it gets to the heart of the old Marxist problem and why Marxism was so attractive: envy and jealousy. People who aren't intellectuals do not understand intellectual work. I understand manual work. I've done every sort of work, yeah? And I appreciate how hard every sort of work is. And I believe everyone should do their fair share of the unattractive work, or the work that appears unattractive. And I think it's great. A lot of people I've spoken to are quite happy to come back from the office after sitting down all day using their brains to do a few hours of manual labor. It should be shared around, and it shouldn't be despised. It's the dignity of labor, and there shouldn't be dangerous work. Work should be organized and managed so it's not dangerous. Having a human being doing 8 hours a day for all their life manual labor is dehumanizing. It prevents people from achieving their full humanity. Put it that way. Now remember, I'm ambitious. Now I'm getting these things, two things mixed up. So one, don't go getting envious and jealous, thinking that my life's easy. Anybody imagine that? And I've paid my dues. I've done my fair share. If you want me just to survive and just to live, survive and do menial jobs, fuck that. Unless I'm actually working on my enterprise, there's no point in me living. And my enterprise is valuable. Every movement needs intellectuals. I'd be quite happy to be a stormtrooper too, or one of the most feared weapons of all time. Yeah, and I can't say what that is, but you should have the sense to know what that is. But there are some warriors, like the Japanese had this, yeah, the kamikazes, and the Iranian suicide bombers. There was nothing that... If Iran went to invade Israel with suicide bombers, there's nothing Israel could do. Same for Palestinians. So I'd be quite happy. But every organization needs stormtroopers. It needs leadership too. It needs intellectuals. It needs people to do mundane work. And most intellectual work is mundane. And like I said, everyone should be able to free... The important thing of my future that I plan for you, for humanity, that my ambition for you is that for all of you to attain humanity, first to attain humanity and then to transcend humanity. That's a big challenge. But part of that would be the freedom of everybody, that nobody should be locked into doing one job all the time, every day for the rest of their life. Everybody should change between different sorts of jobs, even during the week, in the course of a week. People should be free to move and travel and work. And when there's a universal living wage sort of thing, then that'll be possible, because there'll be no distinction between, there'll be no cheap immigrant labor. Yeah? No such thing. There'll be no cheap imports from China, from sweatshops in Asia, in India. There'll be none of these things. I've got a huge plan, my enterprise. And I think now I've forgotten, yeah, and I want to get back to that, yes. So I picked up this phone for the part four to remind people that there's no, and I'm asking myself all night, why live, why live? That was the question I spent all night thinking through. And you have no idea of the extent, the limits of my imagination and how far I take a question. And the scenarios that I run through, like a huge AI computer. So I'm running through all these scenarios. Question being, why live? Yeah? Then when you talk about experience engine design, when they talk about robotics, they keep saying the number one, the prime dictum or the prime command, do not harm humans, whatever. Rubbish. I'm thinking about what's the prime dictum for an experience engine? Has to be pleasure. Pleasure that does not come at the cost of pain for another sentient being. That has to be the prime dictum, the prime basis of everything when you're designing experience engines. whether you get to design them from the ground up and actually be a god and build an entire planet from the ground up, or whether you inherit this shitstorm called planet Earth and are attempting to reform it. Your number one dictum, your number one law of experience engines has to be the reason for living is pleasure. Yes? And it has to be, it cannot be a pleasure that's attained at the cost of pain to another sentient being. Very simple law, very simple rule. This has to be the fundamental rule in the program. I'm going to stop and start because that idea is so important. I don't want to lose it.